Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now to the other big race last night. In some ways, the job for Martha Coakley is easier this morning. In other ways, it's certainly not. After winning the Democratic nomination for governor last night with a 6-point margin, Martha Coakley no longer has to fight to distinguish herself from her fellow Democrats and can start drawing sharper contrasts with a Republican nominee, Charlie Baker. But she won with a smaller margin than expected, and some polls have shown an even closer race with Baker. Martha Coakley joins us now live. Good morning, Martha Coakley, and thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm delighted to be with you as always.
You know, the candidates always say that a win is a win no matter what the margin, but the polls all showed that you'd win by double digits in the race with your fellow Democrats last night and ended up only 6 points ahead when the votes were counted. What happened?
Well, absolutely. I'm delighted this morning, and I am delighted to have the support of both Steve Grossman and Don Berwick, and I know their supporters. We had a very spirited primary. We had 5 great candidates, and we had 3 great candidates last night. Everybody worked hard. We had terrific discussions around how we all believe we can turn this economy around for everybody, investing in our kids, investing in our workers, make sure we do better mental health care, and make sure we move this state ahead for every part, not just Boston and Cambridge and not just for people at the top. So I am really excited to be moving ahead for Massachusetts' great future. I think all Democrats believe we can be prosperous and fair. We've seen that in the last several years as the economy turns around. I've got a regional economic plan that will invest in every corner of Massachusetts. We'll align our workforce development with our great colleges. We'll make colleges more affordable. We'll give kids pre-K. And I think that's a vision that voters agree with. So I am very excited. I look forward to supporting and working with all the Democrats who were elected last night.
Pick an issue this morning that you haven't mentioned on which you think Charlie Baker doesn't stand where he should from your point of view.
Oh, well, there may be too many to mention, Bob, for the few minutes that we have. But I am convinced, you know, I've gotten back to run after 2010. I have been working hard, turning the economy around and standing up to Wall Street. I think one basic thing is that Charlie will stand for the old establishment, for people at the top. He wants to cut taxes. It's what he did when he came in. He wanted to cut mental health care. It's what he did when he turned Harvard Pilgrim around. And I think the real challenge in leadership comes, what voters want, what people in Massachusetts want, is to say, we want a governor who's going to stand for everybody. We are going to be able to, I believe, invest in that education, make it available, provide the workforce training in computer science that will make sure that our businesses and our innovation economy continues to move ahead. And I intend to do that from Berkshire County to Merrimack Valley down to the greater New Bedford area. I'm convinced that resonates with voters. I think we differ on so many issues on what a governor should be. I can't wait until we're able to go head-to-head in this race.
You said last night in your victory speech that today you intended to challenge Charlie Baker to take the people's pledge to keep outside money out of this race for governor as it moves in the next 8 weeks to the November election. But Charlie Baker told us this morning in another interview that he considered that call from you just a stunt, pointing out that millions of dollars are going to be spent by independent PACs on your behalf this fall. Respond.
Well, actually, that's the point. There's a huge difference between how we look at the divisive effect the Citizens United has had. In fact, I'm not waiting till this morning. I issued that challenge to him last night, and it's his choice. Just as Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown made the decision to keep big money and super PACs out of their race, let Massachusetts voters decide, not insider money and big PAC money. I've said I will disavow that, and I called upon him last night to sign that people's pledge. That's the only way now that we keep that big money out. But we're going to continue fighting and get our message out that the next governor has to stand up for people who often don't have a voice, who don't feel represented. I feel that that's the work I've done as Attorney General, and I'm really excited about being able to do it as governor.
The Democratic nominee for governor, Martha Coakley, joining us live right now. Martha Coakley, thank you very much. We appreciate your coming to the phone this morning and speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. We'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
We spoke with a Republican nominee, Charlie Baker, a little earlier this morning. For all our election coverage, go to our special election website, Poll Vault. You can find it at WBUR.org.